And so, as the days and months passed, the work began to rebuild the city of Joplin. What about hope? Joplin never lost it. The battered sign at the destroyed Joplin High School had new letters put on it, unofficially changing the name to Hope High School. Classes were moved to Joplin's North Park Mall, a school bond issue was passed, and rebuilding began. A tree, with its branches ripped off by the tornado, was painted brightly and became a source of inspiration on 15th Street. Scholars Daniel J. Smith and Daniel Souter noted during an appearance on the KZRG Morning News Watch that by January of 2012, just over 6 months after the tornado, all but 20 of 525 closed businesses had either reopened or were in the process of reopening. In Joplin, a long-term recovery committee helped identify unmet needs, but it wasn't all sweetness and light. Controversy quickly arose over the decision to hire former Sugar Land, Texas Mayor David Wallace and his business partner Costa Bajali as the city's master developers. Their responsibilities would include assembling parcels of land for development projects and attracting outside investors. But even a quick internet search could reveal the two had had significant legal problems in the state of Texas. Ultimately, the Costa Bajali offices in the city were vacated without notice. In 2015, a citizen-requested audit by State Auditor Nicole Galloway showed a series of property purchases related to redevelopment plans included questionable involvement by a former Joplin mayor who acted as the broker on properties purchased by a local real estate development company. These properties, located in the redevelopment zone, were later flipped to the Joplin Redevelopment Corporation at a high markup. Galloway wrote that the audit found examples of the waste and mismanagement that occur when city leaders blur the lines between private business dealings and government service. She said that would lead to a distrust in the system and a distrust in the people who are elected to represent the best interests of citizens. The state audit gave a poor rating to Joplin municipal government. Yet in the end, it seemed nothing could stop Joplin's progress. Businesses continued to reopen. New businesses came to town. New homes were built. Slowly but surely, Joplin was recovering. Tomorrow, we'll talk to a Joplin city official about where the city is today. Steve Smith, News Talk KZRG.